Writ of quo warranto. What is it? Is it going to have an impact? Could it have an impact? Does anybody even know what it is? Are people talking about it? Not really. And that's why we're going to talk about it. So I want to first give a few shout outs. Shout out to my good friends, longtime friends that are actually, I'm just now joining their network over at Special Ops. Good buddy Jerry over there is really building something good. We are also, as of the 20th, which is today, 20th of January, we are relaunching or in the process of relaunching Freedom First Network. It never went down. I shouldn't say relaunch. It's just we've been waiting to see exactly what happened with the election before, you know, putting our full-blown focus, because direction is so very important with all of this stuff. And we were holding out hope, just making sure you don't want to start planning on, you know, putting out a bunch of shows about how to fight the Biden administration till, you know, with a near certainty that there's going to be a Biden administration, which with inauguration, at least at the time of this live stream, approximately what, 7 hours away, 7.5 hours away. I'm still holding out for hope. Okay. I'm still holding out hope for the possibility of a miracle. And that's how miracles work. And, you know, technically speaking, what we're going to be talking about today could be a miracle after the fact. So we'll see how that goes. Yeah. So shout out to freedomfirstnetwork.com. And of course, you can always find us over at knockreport.com, NOQreport.com. So let's get started.
You're listening to JD and Tammy Rucker as we deliver the NOQ Report, or as we like to call it, the Knock Report. So grab a cup of coffee, sit back, and enjoy.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Knock Report, the NOQ Report. I am your host, JD Rucker, and I am unfortunately not joined again today by my lovely, brilliant, talented, and the most compassionate person I know, my lovely co-host and wife, Tammy. She is still in Oklahoma, still helping her mother through some challenges, some medical issues. So pray for them, if you will. So writ of quo warranto. it's a mouthful. It's Latin for, by what warrant or by what authority. And it is a technique, a legal, I guess you could say it's a statute, but it's more than that. It's a strategy that can be used to correct fraudulent elections. Now, I want to be clear before we get started. Okay. Number one, when I have been talking for the last several weeks about the Moab, about some, you know, miraculous piece of humongous bombshell evidence that can correct this election, correct the election results. I've been called a grifter. I've been called this, that, or the other. Let's keep in mind, I'm not asking people to send money to the JD Rucker Find the Moab Fund. Okay. You know, if you want to buy our Freedom First Coffee at freedomfirstcoffee.com, awesome. Okay. I make, $3, $4. I didn't think I make that much. If you buy there. And that has nothing to do. That's not going to go to any legal funds. It's not going to go to try to stop the steal, even though we are working endlessly to do that, all the way up to the point where it's no longer possible. We're not there yet. Okay. But you know, people have called me a grifter for trying to put out hope. People say it's false hope. Let's be clear. Okay. So when people were talking about this big sting operation shortly after the election, shortly after election day itself, about the watermarks and this, that, or the other, I'm like, look, no, sorry. You know, that's not logistically possible. As people lately have been talking about the sting operation, that the Pope's arrested, Nancy Pelosi's arrested, and everybody's arrested, and it's all coming through an 8D chess, and it's all happening, it's going to happen. You know, it's not that I haven't tried to debunk those, but I haven't seen anything. I haven't seen any evidence. Okay. If it happens, it happens. I don't see it happening. Okay. But I'm also one who does not, you know, discredit or discount the possibility of miracles, okay? God can do whatever he wants. His plan is sovereign. And therefore, if he were to will it to happen in whatever manner he chooses, if he wants to correct this, if he wants to bless America, then he can. He has over the decades, over the millennia. We have to praise him for that. And for all we know, this too is a blessing. I know it's hard to believe that having a Joe Biden administration in there could possibly be a blessing, but maybe this is what's needed. I've had some people say, hey, this is what was required to get us focused on what's actually important, to get us focused on revival, on the gospel, and stuff like that. Okay, maybe. We'll see. Others have said, hey, you know, if it wasn't for this, then the swamp would have continued. They would have gone unabated. Everybody would still be saying, oh, Mitch McConnell's this and Mike Pence is that. And they're all great. Now we know that they're all lying scoundrels, right? Maybe that's it. I don't know, okay? I don't know what God's plan is. I know to be open to it. I know to pray constantly for it to be done. And I also know, and this is why even, what, 8 hours, 7 hours before the inauguration, I'm still at 50-50. Okay, can't discredit God. You cannot take away his sovereignty. If he wills it, then it will be so, no matter what. But again, you know, let's be clear. We touched on a bit the Italian connection, you know, not much. We spent a day or two on it. I tried to secure at least three different interviews, and they've been busy, you know. Not trying to insult the people that are involved, but you know, I mean, hey, look, I'm not Sean Hannity, I'm not Tucker Carlson, okay. Not yet. So I can understand them being very busy with trying to figure that stuff out and get the evidence out or whatever. Unfortunately, we didn't see much after, you know, it was approximately January 6th, January 7th, when a lot of the bombshells were dropping. They'd been dropping since December. And it really did look promising. I'll admit, the Italian connection angle, that looked so very promising, but it didn't materialize. At least not, it hasn't yet. Maybe it will in the future. Maybe it will through wit of quo warranto, which we'll talk about here shortly. The reason I want to bring all these things up is because, you know, I'm not out there grasping for straws. I mean, I am in a way. I mean, literally, sometimes I'm actually physically grasping for straws. Sometimes I'm looking for, you know, whatever angle it could possibly be. Not just for the sake of hope, but I do want hope, but I don't want it to be a false hope. I want to be realistic. Okay. And so if something passes the smell test, then yeah, let's talk about it. If it seems maybe not, you know, I'll bookmark it. I'll look at it, follow it later. I don't jump on every single theory, every single, you know, oh my gosh, this is it. The whole reason that the National Guard is there is because they're going to arrest Joe Biden. No, I don't see that happening. So I'm not going to talk about it. Not going to discredit it again. You know, who am I to discredit anything? But I will put highlights and focus on things that do seem to have legs or the potential for legs. I mean, admittedly, I am not looking forward to a Joe Biden administration. I don't think any of us are. I mean, I'm sure there's 60 something million voters for Joe Biden versus 70, 80 million voters for Trump. If we're talking real numbers, not the reported numbers, if we're talking real numbers, then yeah, I mean, there are still people that actually wanted Joe Biden in office. And not just all dead people either. There were some actual living people who wanted Joe Biden for whatever reason. So I don't want to say everybody, because we do get a lot of Democrats, a lot of leftists, radical progressives do watch the show. They like to troll. I wish, you know, one of the things I'm obviously, you can see on the screen, you can't hear it on the podcast, but you can see on the screen that I'm using Zoom now. I have to, because we're going to be doing a lot more interviews. That's something that we did in the beginning. We got away from. There's a few different things that are going to be changing here. Number one, you know, before Christmas, we were doing a show 5, sometimes 6 days a week. We've slowed down to where I think this is technically our third show in the month of January, which is kind of embarrassing, but things have been really crazy. I do want to make sure that what we put out, the content that we put out is accurate, you know, and sometimes we have to be speculative with what we're talking about, such as today, but I have to research it. And we have to make sure that at least there's got to be something there again, I'm not going to be, I didn't do a show on watermarks. Okay. That's just not going to happen. It didn't happen. Wouldn't have happened. It didn't pass the smell test. So, but we are going to be doing this show at the very least 5 days a week. So yay. I mean, yay for me. I don't know about you guys. I like it. But unfortunately, because I'm on Zoom, I no longer have access to the chat. And I'm going to search for a workaround. I'm sure there is one. One of the reasons I love Restream, and we go through Zoom into Restream. One of the reasons I love Restream is because it does, I can see the chat, and it's consolidated. It's chat from Facebook, Twitch, YouTube, Periscope, wherever, DLive. So yeah, that was fun. I'm not going to be able to have as much fun anymore. And so anybody who's in the chat shouting out to me, I appreciate you. I love you guys. I really do. And sorry that I can't shout back, but I'm shouting back in my heart. And I'll shout back when I read the comments later after the show, because I will. I'll go back and read through the comments. So let's talk about writ of quo warranto. I know I keep saying it slowly. I want to make sure that I'm saying it right. Because if I say it wrong, it sounds like a character from the new Star Wars, you know, sequels, which were awful. Of course, they were Disney-fied. But I don't want to get blasted by writ of quo warranto, whoever that is. No, we're talking about writ of quo warranto, and we're talking specifically about the one person who's been talking about it. And he's been talking about it for pretty much the entire month. He's posted four different articles, he's posted articles about it on his blog. And it's funny because I've never heard of him. I wanted to research him. I couldn't find a whole lot about him. He was referred to me by one of our readers and or podcast listeners who contacted us through Knockerport. We, you know, the contact, you contact me through there, that goes directly to me if you use the contact button. And oh gosh, I forgot her name. Sorry. Well, I wasn't going to say her full name anyway, but thank you to that particular reader slash listener, because, yeah, she clued me in to Leo D'Onofrio. Never heard of him. Tried to do a little bit of research. Couldn't find much. I mean, he does have some credentials that seem to back what he's saying. His site is one that was really quiet until this election. It was quiet ever since the 2012 election. And I think, you know, you could tell it's naturalborncitizen.wordpress.com is his site. He's had it for over a decade, and he used to write very heavily. I'm assuming, I didn't go back all the way, but I'm assuming he used to write a lot about perhaps Barack Obama's citizenship, which I've never questioned. It's not that I don't have any evidence that he is or isn't. It just never wasn't really my thing, I guess. You know, that's, I'm a type of person, I like to fight people based upon their ideology more than, you know, trying to find technicalities. I always thought that the possibility of proving that Barack Obama was not a natural born citizen was minimal. So why focus on it? Why even ask? You know, if somebody proved it that he wasn't, great. Okay, yeah, I'm all down for throwing the Constitution right at him. But in lieu of that, I thought, you know what? Let's just let it go. But apparently, Leo D'Onofrio did actually go after him, but he hasn't. This has nothing to do with that right now. This has to do with the famous Star Wars character writ of quo warranto. So here's his article. He's posted several. This is the one that he posted yesterday on the 19th. Title, and I apologize up front. I'm going to have to read the whole thing. It's not too long, but I do want to read it in its entirety to you because it has some important information. I would strongly recommend going and checking out all of the previous articles he's written on the topic, because they are as also enlightening, but I'm not going to read through three or four articles on air. I don't like reading that much, and you definitely don't like listening to me that much. Let me take a drink before I get dry mouth and dry lips. Speaking of which, drink, we got it from Food Mart. My obligatory sponsor spot that I'm so terrible at, so let's just try to get through it. Bear with me. FreedomFirstCoffee.com. Organic coffee. Pick out whole bean or ground. Pick out dark roast, medium, whatever. You get Founders Blend coffee. It's $17.76. But if you use NOQ at the checkout, you get 10% off. All right. There we go. I did it. We've reached out now to, if anybody knows anybody over at Patriot Mobile, we're trying to, you know, this isn't just, we've had literally, I would say dozens, maybe over 100 requests for sponsorship of our various shows at Freedom First Network. And we pass because they have to be the right fit. It's funny because the ones that we want reached out to Patriot Mobile, which we're actually in the process of moving over to ourselves as a family. Reached out to them, still waiting for a reply. They replied instantly on Twitter, and now I'm waiting for an email back. Secondly, now that MyPillow is being attacked, we're trying to reach out to them for sponsorship. We found one of their, you know, you do an affiliate, and I think you get 1% of a $60 pillow. I'm sorry, I'm not going to sell pillows. I'm not going to sell pillows for 60 cents. at least I make a few bucks off the coffee. So, but if anybody knows Mike Lindell or anybody over Patreon Mobile, call me. So the name of this article by Leo D'Onofrio is "The MAGA Counterpunch is Quo Warranto in D.C. District Court, : show the receipts of election fraud." And he says, pardon me, "see my previous reports for case law and analysis of the federal Quo Warranto statute. The bottom line is that SCOTUS has held that an election of any United States official can be challenged based on fraud or error by a writ of quo warranto. And the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals recently held that the proper venue to challenge the election of a sitting president is the DC District Court. We have a statute. We have a venue. Bring the receipts, President Trump." Now, he's about to say something that is going to be inflammatory, especially towards Trump supporters. But I have to say, I agree. Because if this isn't attempted, at least if this isn't looked at, then it's one of two things. Number one, it's because he doesn't know, which is, hey, it's up to you guys to help. Let's get the word out. I did a search. Nobody's talking about this. Okay. This isn't on anywhere other than Leo's site and, you know, a couple of smaller sites out there. You're not seeing this on even the usual suspects, Breitbart, Gateway Pundit. Nobody's talking about this. So it's possible that he and his team just don't know about it. You know, Rudy, Jenna, maybe they were focused on one thing and didn't look at this as a possibility. One of the things that's important to note before I continue on in the article is that this is to remove somebody who is a sitting individual, sitting politician. So in essence, it becomes live, depending on when you're listening to this. If you're listening to this live right now at 1:51 a.m. Pacific time, we're a few hours away from this becoming a possibility. If you're listening to it afterwards, it's possible already. Once he is inaugurated, once Joe Biden is in office, this comes into play. It's challenging the writ isn't to stop somebody from getting into office. The writ is not for trying to remove somebody from office who has done wrong in office. This is specifically designed to remove somebody from office who should not be in office based on error or voter fraud. And there's other issues, but this is the part, the voter fraud concept. This is it. I mean, this can work. Like I said, I don't go on the show and talk about strange theories, this, that, or the other, unless they pass the smell test. Well, this passes the smell test. Now, granted, I only took a whiff because there's not a whole lot of information out there, but maybe that's the point. Maybe the information has to get out there. Maybe we need to start this conversation, get this in front of Rudy or Jenna or Sidney Powell or whoever, or President Trump. Get this in front of the right people, and maybe we can be participate in the Moab, in the miracle. All right, one story. Quick story before I continue, and I think everybody's heard this before. It's a parable of, you know, a man-made parable of recent. It's told in various different forms, but essentially, you know, it's kind of like a joke. You know, guys stuck on a roof. It's flood waters coming. They're rising, and you know, he's been praying and praying, and this boat comes along and they say, hey man, you know, come on, you know, we'll get you to safety. He's like, no, I'm praying. God's going to save me. It's like, you guys go on. God's going to save me. I know he is. And then a helicopter comes along and it's like, hey, you know, come on, grab the rope. He's like, no, I'm okay. God's going to save me, you know? And then it's, the water's coming up close to it's about to get to him. And then this large raft comes along and it's completely empty. And I mean, he can just step right on from his roof, right on top of it and float down the river. But he's like, nope, let it go. God's going to save me. You know, keeps praying. And then he drowns, of course. Then he asked God, you know, God, I prayed, I had faith, you know, why didn't you save me? And God's like, hey man, I sent a boat, I sent a helicopter, I sent a raft. You didn't grab on. Is this the raft? I don't know, but because nobody's talking about it yet, we need to. So let me continue on in Leo D'Onofrio's article. If you don't bring the receipts, being President Trump, if you don't bring the receipts by quo warranto, then you will have quit. It's all in or all out. There's no other option left. This must be done. You have to give the proper law and the proper venue a chance. If you quit now, it will be broadcast as an admission that there was no fraud, error, or lawlessness by election officials. And that part is true. I mean, you know, the fact that we haven't had our day in court, a real day in court. People say, oh, but you've had like 68 losses. No, we haven't had a real day in court with the real evidence. The evidence has been suppressed by mainstream media. It has been completely covered up wholeheartedly by big tech, to the point that you will get suspended on Twitter if you even mention voter fraud. They suspended Marjorie Taylor Greene, who was a sitting congresswoman, just for talking about voter fraud. They suspended her for 12 hours yesterday, or 2 days ago, rather. So they are working really hard, and he is right that if we don't push, then we're basically acknowledging, yeah, no voter fraud happened. Joe Biden is completely legitimate. And he's saying here, President Trump, if he does not take this action, would be acknowledging that as well. Continuing the article, as soon as Biden is sworn in, you can file the complaint. The gaslighting of America will only end by counterpunching with a verified complaint showing all of the evidence. Then comes a jury trial. And that's important to note that, you know, with a, from what I've read, with a writ of quo warranto, only one party, either side, can call for a jury trial. And that's important because we do want the evidence to be out in public. We don't want just some radical leftist judge saying, nope, see nothing. Okay. You know, I stuck my head in the sand during the presentation of evidence. So I saw nothing. So case dismissed. Further, because of the widespread persecution of politicians who supported an investigation of the election, such as Georgia State Senators Brandon Beach and Burt Jones, alternative standing as interested persons under the quo warranto statute has been created for them to bring quo warranto actions to. Beach and Jones were both stripped of their committee chairs. Therefore, they now have standing to petition the DC District Court to try the case before a jury, because that is the only way they can prove their innocence and justification. Again, this continues to pass the smell test. What he's saying is that these two state senators in Georgia, they were harmed by the fact that they were saying there was election fraud, there was voter fraud that needs to be investigated. They were saying this. And as a result of this, they were stripped of their committees, which means that they should have standing. Okay, they suffered harm as a result of voter fraud that took place. So they can and should be able to go to court and say, look, here is the evidence of voter fraud, not just to overturn the election, but also to get their committees back. They can and should have standing. Simply put, the anti-MAGA conspirators have overplayed their hand in persecuting Stop the Steal politicians and patriotic citizens. In doing so, they cause very real injuries that need adjudication. These parties now have an interest in Quo Warranto, which is unique and particular to them as opposed to the general public at large. Such particular injuries create unique standing. Again, I concur. Nobody right now is talking about Quo Warranto other than at this blog. Well, now Knockreport's joining you, Leo. So you know, hand in hand, brother. Let's lock arms. Let's get this information out there. And he says, that will soon change. We are a nation of laws, and we have an established means of testing elections. Those means, laws, cases, etc., have existed from the very start of our nation. Challenging elections for fraud or error is nothing new or shocking in American jurisprudence. So why the hysteria now? Good question. Because they know we have the receipts. When he says receipts, he's referring to the evidence. And they know Quo Warranto is the legal procedure designed by Congress to bring them. Congress enacted the Quo Warranto statute. It's their baby. There are literally hundreds of Quo Warranto cases on election fraud or error, if not thousands, in our nation's history. In a recent New York case, a Quo Warranto action was deemed proper to challenge an election when the voting machine jammed, causing just 37 votes to be questioned. Compare that to Coffee County in Georgia, where the local officials refused to verify the presidential election this year because they could not get a voting machine to give consistent results. No fraud was even suggested in the New York case, and you don't even need to prove fraud when simple error can be shown. And there were other voting machine discrepancies in other counties as well. Add to all of this the missing postal service truck filled with ballots, the poll watcher complaints, the election statutes that were violated, late ballots counted 4 weeks after the election in violation of Federal Statute 3 U.S. Code 1. There exists a plethora of election irregularities, far beyond the amount of evidence needed to survive a motion of summary judgment. The Wisconsin Supreme Court gave Trump a huge win when it held that election officials provided an illegal definition of indefinite confined status, which resulted in approximately 200,000 illegal votes being cast where the margin of victory was only 20,000. That alone is sufficient to challenge the results in Wisconsin. The Pennsylvania legislature asked Mike Pence on January 5th for an extension to possibly decertify their electors after the discovery of 202,377 more votes may have been counted than were actually cast. Election officials in Pennsylvania certify the results without accounting for the discrepancy. This particular issue alone is enough for Sean Parnell to bring a Quo Warranto regarding his lead vanishing in the middle of the night. And Sean Parnell was the congressional candidate who was taking on a vulnerable Democrat. A lot of people thought he was going to win, and he was winning. And miraculously, very similar to what happened to President Trump, miraculously, he lost his election overnight. None of these issues were debunked. They were denied. There's a difference. And in our system of law, when sworn affidavits are brought, the plaintiff gets their day in court where a jury decides whether allegations have been debunked. Issues of triable fact have been raised by witnesses who have subjected themselves to perjury. They deserve their day in court too. Let the jury decide. That's how we do it in the USA. Put Congress at the top of the conspiracy theory pyramid for enacting a federal statute to challenge the validity of federal elections. Under their Quo Warranto statute, anyone who ran for federal office that has the receipts must now bring them to the DC District Court, where a jury trial on the merits awaits. In the weeks ahead, I will be publishing more research on strategies and analysis for those who either had an election stolen from them or who have been persecuted for trying to stop the steal. And that's pretty much, I mean, anybody who's been banned or suspended by Twitter or Facebook for pushing. I mean, on Facebook, I guess you can't get banned anymore because they just won't even allow that content to get posted. But any of these people, anyone has been harmed by this, not just for the fact that we're facing, you know, the worst case scenario, just a left-leaning set of policies, but every policy we've seen so far that's been talked about has not been left-leaning. It has been radical, progressive. Amnesty, really? We're already talking amnesty? He's talking about amnesty before he's even in office? Give me a break. give me a break. I can assure you that Biden and Pelosi and the whole anti-MAGA universe is focused on misdirecting your attention from Quo Warranto. So far, they have done a good job of manipulating attention spans. Not that that's hard. We need to steer the ship back on course. Defending their bogus attacks is the wrong tactic. The counterpunch is Quo Warranto. We will see you in court. Almost done. What you are witnessing now in DC is an attempt to criminalize use of the law, research, investigations, and discussions. War has been declared on the MAGA movement. Our weapon is the law. Don't give up on it yet. It may still save us. Stay tuned here for all things Quo Warranto. I'm planning a podcast to animate this issue. So obviously we're going to take this, my podcast, send it over to Leo. And I ask Leo if he wants to have his own podcast. Awesome. I would also suggest that he comes on this show and let's talk about it. Because like I said, you know, I get sent. There's two guys in particular. Well, one girl, one guy in particular who send me probably 8 or 9 different theories a day. Then you've got about a dozen others who send them periodically. I would say that I look into or I read. We'll say 15 to 20. I'll keep it conservative. 15 to 20 different. I'm not talking about repeats. I'm saying very diverse, 15 to 20 diverse theories about the election, about election fraud, about how it's going to be corrected, about why, you know, how it happened, what's the real motive, what's going on, 15 to 20 per week. And again, I'm being very, you know what, it's got to be a lot more than that now that I think about it, because there's some days where I get over 10. So we'll say a couple, a few dozen. I get a few dozen a week, different theories. And I pass on most of them, not because, you know, a lot of times I'll look into them. It's like, there may be something here. We'll look into it. Okay. We'll wait, but I'm not going to talk about it unless it's something that does seem to be legitimate. This seems to be legitimate. Okay. I'm not saying it's going to happen. I'm not saying President Trump or anybody on his team is even aware that this could happen. I'm not saying maybe they've already looked at it and said, no, maybe they're already planning it. Maybe this whole, you know, okay, so I'm going to transition over. Maybe that's the Moab. Maybe that's the 8D chess. Maybe he's already got all the receipts and he's ready to present them immediately after Joe Biden is. It doesn't seem like that. Okay. I mean, if that's the case, we're not talking 8D chess. We're talking 16D chess, because last week he's acted like a guy who's just given up. President Trump, I mean, there hasn't been any, you know, we're going to keep fighting. He says things, oh, you know, we've just begun and the MAGA movement's going to continue and all this other stuff. But he's not saying we're going to work our way in. We're going to fight against this steal. He's not saying those things. And doesn't mean it's not like they can take away his Twitter account. They already have. It's not like they can deplatform him. They already have. Facebook, Twitter, he's gone. If he goes to Gab or Parler or wherever, they won't deplatform him, even if he does say those things. So what's the drawback here? You know, I mean, like I said, it seems as if he has given up, which tells me that either he knows about this stuff and doesn't want to pursue it, or he doesn't know about this stuff. We need to get the word out to him and his team. Or he knows about this stuff. He's already planning on using it, and he's playing 16-dimensional chess. He's playing, oh, yeah, no, I lost, I lost, I lost, I lost, I lost. You know, who knows? We should watch for it for sure. Yeah. Let me read to you real quick, just so that I'm not just pulling this off of a blog. I did do a little bit more research than that. According to Cornell.edu. Their definition of quo warranto, Latin for, quote, by what warrant or authority. A writ quo warranto is used to challenge a person's right to hold a public or corporate office. A state may also use a quo warranto action to revoke a corporation's charter. So that's why, and this is important. I know I've mentioned it a couple times. I know that Leo mentioned it in his article. Let's be clear about this. This is something that only affects people who are currently in office, based upon how they got into office. Okay. So there's three ways to challenge an election result or challenge somebody's presence, you know, challenge a victory or whether they're in office rightfully or not. Okay. During the election process, before they're in office, you can challenge the results. And we've seen that multiple times. We've seen it to where, you know, somebody says, oh, you know, they cheated, so let's have a recount, or, hey, you know, it was a close race, let's have a recount, or, you know what, I don't trust the ballots over here, let's do an audit, or let's do this, or let's do that, let's do all these various things, right? And then a judge or a state legislature or anybody, and this is for elections up and down the board, they can at that point say, okay, so based upon this information, you know, we're going to say this, you know, this person initially looked like this person won, but we're going to say that this person won because after we threw out these 180 votes, the other person actually won by 14 votes. So, you know, okay. So that's before they're in office. After somebody is in office, such as, you know, technically today, after Joe Biden is inaugurated, he will be the president of the United States. And I think I just had a heart palpitation just saying those words. He will be the president of the United States. Joe Biden. Ugh. Anyway, okay, so can he be removed from office? Yes, we're very familiar with the two ways that he can be removed from office based upon actions that he does in office. Those are obviously impeachment or the 25th Amendment. Okay, so we got that. This is the third way, and this is a very specific thing. Writ quo warranto, specifically, you know, by what warrant, by what authority? In other words, when somebody is already in office, they've already taken office, they've been sworn in, they've sworn their oath, they've been inaugurated, whatever, depending upon, you know, which office it is, they're in office, but somebody challenges the legality of them even being there. In other words, they're saying, look, for example, there was voter fraud, it would be the contention. And as a result of this massive voter fraud, we believe that Joe Biden didn't actually win, that the constitutional authority granted to state legislators, electors, Congress, you know, all the steps along the way to put somebody in as president of the United States, that we believe that all of those processes, or at least some of those processes, were usurped by fraud and or error, or, you know, both. Okay. In this case, most likely fraud. Are you with me? I hope so. This is a very specific thing, and it can only happen after today. Now, I'd read in a previous article by Leo D'Onofrio that he said, look, they need to be getting everything together now. Okay. Don't wait until after the election after inauguration, they'll wait and say, okay, now that he's inaugurated, all right, so what do we do now? Where's the evidence? Okay. They should have been collecting the evidence for a while. They should have been collecting the evidence from since before November. And one quick note, let me be clear. 8D chess that people are talking about, one of the reasons that I don't jump on all these theories that it's all happening. And I'll look, if it happens, I mean, again, there's still like 7 hours before the inauguration. Okay. If something happens between now and then, and Biden and Pelosi and Clinton and George Soros, they're all arrested and all of it, you know, Trump's like comes on and says, hey guys, here's what happened. And, you know, this has been the plan all along. Look, I'll be the first one to say, yay, I was so wrong. I'm so happy. That was amazing. You know, but I don't think I am. I think that all of these 8D chess theories, for the most part, are wrong. You know, I've always, for the last month and a half, I've always said it's not going to be Rudy Giuliani or, you know, Sidney Powell or Donald Trump alone who can correct this. You know, and it won't be just a combination of those people either. It will have to be God. Okay. I've said before, and I will say it again. If God's plan is for Donald Trump to be in office again, to be inaugurated for a second term, then nothing that this very wide conspiracy, this huge conspiracy on the left, a conspiracy that it has engulfed mainstream media, big tech, Democrats, apparently a whole bunch of Republicans, George Soros, China, Iran, North Korea, they're saying now, huge. And as huge as that is, as insurmountable as that is for men like us, men and women who patriots, you know, we were like, wow, how can we fight this? If God's will was for Trump to be in office, then he will remain in office despite whatever they do. And the other side is true as well. If God's will is for Joe Biden to be in office, nothing we can do can stop that. We can bring mountains of evidence, and there will be a delusion that prevents the bulk of Americans from ever seeing any of it. That's kind of what we're seeing. So, yeah. Yeah. Anyway, if there was going to be an AD chess, to me, it would have been, because he's been talking about it. They've been talking about it for a long time. Since way before the election, they were talking about voter fraud. Okay, instead of talking about, you know, watermarks and this, that, or the other, they should have been prepared. We should have been prepared. I think that the campaign got caught off guard in a very similar way that I did. It's like we knew there would be massive voter fraud. We were prepared for the most voter fraud there's ever been in the history, in modern history in the United States, maybe in history period of the United States. I can't vouch for the elections in the early 19th century, okay, but I would say that nothing is compared to this in the modern era. The amount of voter fraud that was going to happen, we knew it was going to be huge. It wasn't huge. It was gargantuan, okay? It was huge squared. It was not even in the same realm, okay? It's like if there was a lot of voter fraud in 2016, right? And I know that sounds like a little bit, but just pretend like that's a lot because we got to work with scale here. If there was a lot in 2016, we thought there was going to be a lot, okay? 3, 4, 10 times as much in 2020. And by we, I say, that's what I thought. And I'm assuming that's what President Trump thought with unsolicited mail-in ballots, with COVID-19, with all of these various forces working against him, working against America. I thought there was going to be, 10 times as much? It wasn't 10 times as much. It was hundreds, if not thousands of times as much voter fraud that took place. People are like, oh no, stop. It's not that much. No, it was. I mean, it really was. We're talking about millions of votes that were switched. This isn't just, oh my gosh, look, there's a box of ballots. You know, I think one of the reasons that we weren't able to move the needle is because early on we were focusing on, oh my gosh, look at this. There's an extra box of ballots. Holy crap. Look at that. You know, this guy's got a whole mail truck full of ballots that are going out the door. You know, we were looking at that. Meanwhile, they're like, oh, whew, we thought we were really scared. They were actually going to look at the massive voter fraud that we did, which encompassed millions of votes in various states. Maybe we missed it. Maybe we were supposed to miss it. Who knows? Maybe we were supposed to miss it for this. Maybe this is what it's going to take. Maybe it had to wait until Joe Biden was inaugurated for a writ of quo warranto to come in to give us a venue through which the evidence must come out, must be made public. Lord, I pray that would be fun. Okay, not just for the sake of the nation. That would be very enjoyable to see this. If whether it's 16D chess or you know, Trump picks up the phone, you know, he's flying out to wherever he's flying out to, and he picks up the phone, he says, hey, Rudy, let's just watch in the Knock Report podcast, and something about writ quo warranto, can you check that out? Yeah, it's probably what's going to happen. Probably what's going to happen. Maybe he's watching the live feed now. Maybe Rudy's getting a call at 5 a.m. Eastern time. Who knows? Sorry, Rudy. You know, I should have had this show a little bit earlier, maybe even later, just at a different time. You guys get the point. You know where I'm coming from on this. So, again, to wrap it up, Leo D'Onofrio, anybody can contact me. Go to noqreport.com, click on the contact button that goes directly to me. Very wide open for that. Or you can meet my DMs are open on Twitter if you want to DM me on Twitter. I don't always respond there. I'll admit it. No, only because it's like you never know what you're going to click when you read your open DMs as a conservative. You don't know. We are going to be, again, expanding Knock Report, doing this much more often, at least every day. Visit knockreport.com for the best news. Visit freedomfirstnetwork.com. Starting, hopefully, I'm going to try to get it done for the end of the week, get it fully updated. You know, we really slowed down on updates in October, not for any other reason, but because I started getting behind. And Jeff continued, Jeff Dornick over at my partner at Freedom First Network, he continued. He's still been uploading all of his shows, but I've been working with, you know, two mics. Their shows are fantastic. You know, getting trying to get some momentum built for these shows. And the website wasn't necessarily a top priority. It's going to become a top priority now because we're adding more shows. Special thanks as well to the folks over at Middle America Media. That's Jerry with Special Ops, which we are now a part of. Blessed to have that opportunity. And then last but not least, a shout out. I'm going to find the person because it's not fair. I don't feel very, very good not being able to say, hey, you know, it was, let me see. Her name was Linda. So shout out to Linda. I'm not going to say your last name. Don't worry. But a shout out to Linda who pointed me in the direction of Leo D'Onofrio. I'm going to go ahead and read what she said. So I've been part of his audience for many years. He went 8 years without posting until recently, and he's had several experiences with filing at the Supreme Court. This is brilliant, as he usually is, and it could save America. Please read. And I did. I did read. Thank you, Linda, for sending me that tip. Any tips you've got, send them. Just, again, like I said, I read everything that goes through. NOQReport.com, knockreport.com, click the contact button that comes directly to me. Let's do this. Let's save this nation. Okay. Let the healing begin. Amen, brothers and sisters. Lord willing, I will be back very soon with another episode. But in the meantime, you guys stay strong, stay safe, and God bless.